This is the Last Line Soccer Podcast presented to you by Prime Focus Goalkeeping. Prime Focus Goalkeeping is a goalkeeper-specific soccer brand dedicated to providing professional quality goalkeeper gloves, stylish training gear, and lifestyle apparel, and the best goalkeeping resources available on the internet. They have a blog that features some of the best advice you can get from professional goalkeepers, coaches, and other great goalkeeping minds. Go check out their website at www.primefocusgoalkeeping.com. We also have to give a big shout out to the Beautiful Game Network for providing us with the platform to share all of the amazing conversations about goalkeeping and soccer in general. Recently, the Last Line Soccer Podcast spent some time at the United Soccer Coaches Convention in Anaheim, California. We got the chance to sit down with some really great people to discuss the game and have some intriguing conversations. Check out our latest episode now. Welcome back to the Last Line Soccer Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Miller, and today we have a very special guest. I'm excited to talk to him. His name is Mike Kadama with the United Soccer Coaches. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Now, Mike, we've gotten to know each other over the past year or so, and obviously you do a ton of work with the United Soccer Coaches, so I'd love if we could learn a little bit more about what you do with them, and then we'll dive into some more topics there.
Sure. So here at United Soccer Coaches, we have 9 coaches communities. And I'm the coaches community's relations manager. So it includes, I'll do this, API coaches, Black coaches, Latino coaches, faith-based coaches, coaches with disabilities, LGBTQ coaches, women coaches. Our newest one is with the veteran coaches. And we have Native American coaches there. I got all 9.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna have a ton of conversations later with a lot of coaches representing those different communities. But can you talk a little bit about why you think it's so important to have those different communities within the larger group of the United Soccer Coaches?
Well, I think it does 2 things. First, it's a way to welcome people and get people in the association and to experience things from a cultural perspective. Common cultures is always a neat thing to do. And the second is by having the 9 coaches communities here, we can facilitate discussions and work across and with all the communities, home of all coaches. It's real important, I think, to do this.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting point. And we've talked about it a little bit before, but even for myself, joining something like United Soccer Coaches can seem a little bit overwhelming because, you know, you all are a large organization. I'm sure you have thousands of coaches within your organization. And so joining in, it's like, where do I fit in? How do I start to connect with people? And I think breaking it down into smaller groups where it can be a nice introduction, but also now you can start to connect with coaches from different backgrounds and who have different not only coaching philosophies, but different cultures. And how do you start to, you know, understand those different cultures, because you're going to be working as a youth soccer coach or a college coach or even a professional coach. You're going to be working with a ton of different cultures. So how do you start to learn a little bit as well? So I think that's something that's really interesting that I didn't know that you all did, but obviously over the past year I've started to learn a little bit more, getting to know you. So what do you think some of the, in terms of getting involved, if I were a coach who's looking to join in one of the coaching communities, what is one of the best ways I can get involved?
Well, once you become a member, one of the first things you're asked is, would you like to be involved with the coaches communities? And it was interesting for me, it's not a one-shot deal. You can sign up for all 9 or whichever one's of interest, and to get you going and to work with people. They're great people, and they all have passion for the game and all trying to help our communities.
Okay. So in terms of the convention, we're here at the United Soccer Coaches Convention here out in Anaheim, California, 2024. So we're here at the convention. There's thousands of coaches all around. What are some of the main events or some of the sessions that you would suggest that some of these coaches get involved with?
So coaches who are interested in the coaches communities, all of our coaches communities have individual meetings. We have group meetings, and there's socials as well. So please come join us. They're happening throughout the day, so we're happy to have people. Also, there's a number of field sessions and lectures, and any chance you get to meet people, please take advantage of those opportunities. And you'll find that at the highest level of this game, the coaches who are here, they're so easy to talk with here. So I would encourage everyone to take that little extra time, especially after a session, go up and say hello and ask questions and talk about the game. There's a lot of passion here, so talk about the game.
Yeah, I would agree. There's a ton of opportunity to network with people, and everyone's been pretty friendly in terms of just like walking up in the elevator or whatever it may be. So I think it's a great community to start connecting with. Now, what does it look like throughout the year, you know, in terms of these coaches' communities and support for individual coaches? Are there, you know, consistent meetings or different events throughout the United States, or what does that look like?
Absolutely. There's a couple ways that works. Is for anyone, as you join the coaches' communities, you immediately please get a hold of me. And all my stuff's available online and through United Soccer Coaches. Happy to introduce you to any and all the coaches' communities. At the same time, when you sign up and say, I want to be involved, it goes straight to our leadership, and they can work with you. If you can believe it, we have a calendar of events for every single month with all the coaches' communities, a master calendar, because there's always something happening in one or multiple communities at the same time. And by the same thing, is by being a member of the coaches' communities, they're working with us and within the national staff on content. So we want to see the content. We want to see all of you involved. And hey, take advantage of those opportunities. And if you know good coaches, right, bring them on up.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing, is like getting other coaches involved, right? Understanding that, you know, while it's support for you, it can be support for the other coaches in your club or the coaches you may know. Because I think there's education, not only here at the convention, but with the United Soccer Coaches throughout the year for everyone, no matter what you're looking for, what type of support you're looking for, whether it's, you know, the, you know, U6 goalkeeper coach or the, you know, a college coach who's coaching at a high level. There's all types of resources. And so I think that's the one of the most interesting things for me about the United Soccer Coaches is just how much support they provide at every single level of the game. I'm assuming that's, you know, part of the mission. Yeah,
that is part of the mission. Home of all coaches.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I appreciate the time. I appreciate you stopping by, Mike. It's you know, my time at the convention so far, it's been short, but it's been a lot of fun. I'm getting to connect with a lot of people that I haven't met in person, yourself included. And so, yeah, it's great to be here. But for anyone who, you know, quick last minute thought, anyone who wants to get involved, how do I sign up for the United Soccer Coaches?
Just go straight to our website and under registration, and please come in and join us as a member.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, Mike, thank you for stopping by again. We'll definitely have more conversations in the future, but for now, enjoy the rest of the convention.
Thank you very much. And hey, come on and listen to the show here. You do an awesome job.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in for another great episode of the Last Line Soccer Podcast. We appreciate you joining us for some great conversations about the beautiful game we all love. Thank you again to Prime Focus Goalkeeping and the Beautiful Game Network. You can check them out at www.primefocusgoalkeeping.com for all of your goalkeeping needs and www.bgn.fm for all of your soccer podcast needs. Stay tuned for the next episode coming soon.